and appreciate her playing, leaving her husband at home to fend for himself. Is he doing better? Is the meds working on him?
Not a lot of change yet, but.
Oh, okay. Hopefully it'll take effect. Okay, sounds good. Well, this time we'll have Brother Sanders come and finish off the conference for us. I have appreciated him and the messages.
Blessing to be here. Praise the Lord. Is everybody awake?
Yeah.
Because we're not going to be able to get your afternoon nap right now. I see people occasionally in a service that they have their eyes closed and they're going like this. But they tell me they're praying for me. But I'm afraid they're asleep. But what a blessing to be here last night and this morning and, of course, this afternoon. I'm glad you folk are brave enough to stay this afternoon. And we'll just share some things with you that I trust will be a challenge and a blessing. But I was hoping that some of the children might stay because I brought my brown bag in the back there. And I got some things in that bag for children. For children. But anyway, I want to give you a quiz anyway. Give you a little quiz to lighten up our attention a little bit so we get to thinking. And these are, interesting questions that sometimes I give to young people and even to young adults. Question number one. How many peas are there in a pint? How many peas are there in a pint?
One.
How many?
One.
One. Do you get it? All right. What does the sky do when it gets dirty? What does the sky do when it gets dirty?
Turns gray.
It what?
Turns gray.
It showers.
It showers.
All right. Great. What insect can be spelled with just one letter?
B.
All right. I heard someone say that. B. All right. We've enjoyed the delicious meal we had today, and the ladies do a wonderful job. But here's a question concerning food. What do you call a chicken with a bad sunburn? What do you call a chicken with a bad sunburn?
Fried chicken.
Huh?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Good. Wasn't that hard, though? All right, good. What has two hands but no arms? Two hands but no arms.
Clock.
A clock. Good. All right, this you'll have to think a little bit, maybe. If cats catch 5 mice in 5 minutes, how long will it take one to catch a mouse?
1 minute.
If 5 cats catch 5 mice in 5 minutes, how long will it take one cat to catch a mouse?
5 minutes.
How many?
5 minutes.
Right? All right. This was kind of outdated, some of us. But what does a girlfriend of Mickey Mouse drive? What does the girlfriend of Mickey Mouse drive?
I don't remember.
No idea?
Minivan?
She drives a minivan. All right, good. Turn your Bibles now to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. I appreciate that song that we sung. In fact, I put it down as part of my notes. Hallelujah, what a Savior. And I want us to look at the first three verses. First three verses of Hebrews chapter 1. And I'm going to read the first three verses, and then we'll zero in on some great truths that are found here in the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Yeah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thankful today for the word of God. Yes. Thankful for these dear folk that are here this afternoon. And Lord, would you bless them? Would you bless them as we look into your wonderful word? Challenge us today, and we give you praise. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Some time ago, I was holding a meeting just south of Grand Rapids. And while I was there, we went to Grand Rapids, to the Grand Rapids Rescue Mission. And as I entered into that rescue mission, I noticed a plaque on the wall in memory of Mel Trotter. Now, Mel Trotter, of course, was a drunk, very wicked man, and he went into the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and was gloriously saved. And nearly immediately after he got saved, Mel Trotter started to give his testimony and preach. And so what they did in that part of the country, instead of putting up a tent, they would build tabernacles, a little bit more sturdy than a tent. And Mel Trotter would stay in the back room to pray, and a song leader would go out and lead the singing. He would say to his song leader, "I want you to sing songs about Jesus." Then when Mel Trotter came out and stood behind the pulpit, he said, "Tonight, I want to rave on Jesus. That's what I want to do this afternoon. I want to rave on Jesus. Just present this wonderful, wonderful person." Now, in the first two verses, we read that God hath, in these last days, spoken unto us by his Son. God hath, in these last, that's where we're living today, spoken unto us by his Son, whom hath appointed heir of all things. Now, as we look now at the next phrase and the next verse, I see, first of all, I see his wonderful creation. The marvel of creation. And the Bible says, by whom also he made the worlds. Now, it's a challenge to me. A challenge to me how the marvel of creation. The marvel of creation. And it's true. We sung a song, I think, last night, "Whiter than snow." How could that be? That's what the Bible says, though. And the Bible is correct. And the reason it's correct is because every snowflake has a particle of pollution in it. And they put those snowflakes, some of them under a microscope, and discovered that particle of pollution. And so the Bible says he washes us whiter than snow. No pollution whatsoever. But the marvel of creation is thrilling. Actually, when we think of the marvel of creation, we look out and see the moon, and we look out and see the sun and the warmth of the sun 86 million miles away. And so it's thrilling. But he created it all. Don't get discouraged. Don't complain because of the weather. Because he's in charge. He's in charge of the storm. Now, my wife worries more than I do. And I thought, well, why should I worry when she worries? She's always concerned when we drive on the road that the road's going to be icy or snow. I said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And God has protected us in a marvelous way as we traveled. We were in Wyoming, of course, going to a meeting, and the road's as icy as it could be. And we came up over a little knoll, and a gust of wind hit us like that, and it took our motor home and slid it right over. So nice. Slid right over the ditch. Now, the ditch was not deep. It was not deep. And we sat there just in the quietness. We were about the only ones on the road because of the ice and the snowstorm. But pretty soon a sand truck came by. And I said to my wife, "Isn't that wonderful?" I mean, a sand truck comes by, and so I pulled out of the ditch and I followed the sand truck to the next city, and we stopped at a restaurant and had a bite to eat, and so on. And while we're eating, I said to the waiter, I said, is there a place around in this city? I know there's no RV park or whatever, but is there a place where I can pull up and just plug in? I said, sure. She called somebody. We plugged in, had heat, and the morning, we woke up, the snow was only this deep. But we made it to the next meeting. You see how good the Lord is? He's in charge. Now, it makes a big difference when we realize He is the wonderful Creator. Wonderful Creator. And we're in the hollow of His hand. Isn't that wonderful? Nothing's going to come your way except God knows about it. And I see that here in this scripture. And in Colossians chapter 1, 16 through 18, it says, by Him were all things created in heaven, earth, visible and invisible. I mean, just stop about it. All things created by Him. He laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the work of His hand. That's beyond comprehension. It's wonderful. But that's the Lord Jesus. And God hath spoken to us in these last days through His word, through this wonderful Savior. The marvel of creation. And then, He's still the Creator. He's still the Creator. Oh, He's not creating, putting stars in space, though they're discovering 1,000 new stars they claim every year or so on. Now, He's doing something more wonderful than that. He reaches down and through the medium of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God convicts an individual of sin. And that individual accepts the Lord as their Savior and they're born again and they become a new creation.
Amen.
That's what 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. Become a new person. A new person. That's really what He's able to do with us. It's thrilling. One of the thrills that we see as we travel across the country is see God do that wonderful work. Wonderful work. Mm-hmm. Easter Sunday, for instance, in New Brunswick, there was a hardened lobster fisherman in the service. Now, I'm not real crazy about lobster. It's a place where we had all the lobster we wanted to eat. They went down and got these fresh lobsters and cooked them. But anyway, this hardened lobster fisherman came to that service that morning where I was preaching. People had been praying for him. And when I gave the invitation, he slipped out and came down the aisle. Got saved. Way up in years, hardened because of being out on the ocean. But God saved. And I asked him afterwards, I said, would you tell me, what's the largest lobster you ever caught? They have cages, of course, when they get. And he said, the largest one we ever caught weighed 57 pounds. Can you imagine having one of those on your kitchen table? I said, what did you do with it? He said, we took a picture and let him go. Let him go. But the marvel of what God can do. He's a wonderful Creator. Now notice the second thing. In this verse number 3, it says, and the express image, or rather, He's the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person. And what I want you to see there is His wonderful birth. The express image. Now what's that mean? Express means exact. The exact image of the person of God. Jesus said, he that had seen me has seen the Father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. When those shepherds looked at that little manger, in that manger and saw that baby, what did they see? Just a little wrinkled up baby? No. They saw God. The express image of His person. Isaiah 7 verse 4. Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. God with us. Isn't that wonderful? Marvel of creation, the wonder of creation, the wonder of his birth. Now notice then the third thing. Who being the express image of his person. Now what's that mean? Express image, or rather, who being the brightness of his glory. You see, imagine the Lord Jesus walking here on this earth. Imagine the disciples walking with him. Imagine him at 12 years of age being in the temple. And I mean, those priests in that temple could not understand him. They were asking questions. He was asking questions. I mean, the brightness of his glory. And you follow along with him. And I trust you read your Bible and read the Gospels. It's a thrill, actually, to follow along and see, the miracles of the Lord Jesus. Feeding of the 5,000. 5,000 plus women and children. And they had just a few baskets. Just a few fish. They started to break up that bread. Now, where are you going to put it? If you're going to feed 5,000 people, you ought to have a pretty good-sized container. And they just happened to have 12 empty baskets. They filled those baskets up, with fish and with bread, and they fed 5,000 plus people. Don't you think the Lord can take care of us?
Amen.
Don't you think he can? If you get a chance, or there might be a book in the pastor's library or someplace, The Story of George Mueller. George Mueller, of course, in England, and he operated orphanages. Hundreds of orphans. George Mueller would never send out a prayer letter. George Mueller would never tell others of his need. He got on his knees and told God. And you can read about him. You read about all these children. They're at the breakfast table to have breakfast, and there's no food. There's no food. What are they going to do? George Mueller said, "The Lord will provide." And they bowed their head and prayed. George Mueller, that great man, prayed that God would supply breakfast for those children. And while he was praying, knock at the door. And the man at the door was from the bakery. Said, "We've got a loaf of bread here. Could you have use for it?" Isn't that wonderful? And the same thing took place with milk. Everything God supplied. Don't you think take care of us? And you know the problem we have in this country, and I'm not judgmental of it, but people think the government ought to supply everything we need. No, not the government.